Welcome to Riches in Christ Radio Ministry with Diane Kennedy. Please stay tuned at the end of today's lesson. We'll give you information on how you can acquire this week's tape, along with information about our weekly meetings and website. Now, here's Diane Kennedy.
This week, we are continuing our discussion of the fact that God is reigning in us by His life, that the kingdom is in us. Because we're born of God. The reign of God has been established in our spirits through the new birth. We've been talking about how this is accomplished and what it means. Now, it's already Friday. I've got a lot to cover, so I'm just going to jump right in. You have to understand, a plan is unfolding. The plan of God is unfolding. God's plan is to have sons and daughters who are conformed to the image of Jesus Christ, who share His likeness inwardly, and who are like Him in character and power, in holiness and love. God is making us sons like Jesus. You know, I hear Christians say, I don't know what God is doing. What's God doing? And they're frustrated and concerned. Well, I know where those questions are coming from. You're thinking in terms of why is bad stuff happening? Why isn't good stuff happening? But, and this is a whole can of worms for another day. You need to get your thinking higher than that. What is God doing in your life right now? He's making you like Jesus. That's what He wants to do, and that's what He's doing, and that's what He's going to do. Now, let me close up this week's lesson by talking for a few minutes about our part in the plan and how we cooperate with God as He works in us to make us like Jesus in character and power. It is God's desire that the inward changes, the change in our spirit, because we're born again, show up on the outside in our mind, emotions, and body so that we can accurately reflect Jesus to the world around us. Let me say it this way. The inward part of us, our spirit, has been changed and transformed, but the outward part of us, or our flesh, has not been changed. Our flesh includes our mind, emotions, and body, the parts not directly affected by the new birth. God imparts life to our flesh. Christ likeness is formed in our flesh, our mind, our emotions, and our bodies as we read and feed on God's written word. Let me read you Colossians 3:18. It says, "But we all with open face, beholding as in a mirror the glory of the Lord, are changed into that same image from glory to glory, even as by the Spirit of the Lord." This verse tells us that as we behold the Lord's glory, we're changed into that same image. Now, that word changed is the same word we talked about yesterday, that we're to be transformed by the renewing of our mind. Transformed and changed are the same word in the Greek. And the word has the idea of change to another form, because what's on the inside shows up on the outside. We read yesterday, 1 John 3:2 says that when we see Jesus at His second coming, the process of being conformed to His image will be completed. But note the principle. We're changed as we behold the Lord. Looking at Jesus changes us. Seeing Him transforms us. Now, right now, in this life, we can see the living Word, the Lord Jesus Christ, through His written Word, the Bible. As you take time to read God's Word, feed on God's Word, think about God's Word, Christ likeness is imparted to your flesh. See, God makes us sons like Jesus by uniting us to, by filling us with the life in Jesus. The remedy for death in every part of our being is life. God imparts life to our flesh, or Christ likeness is formed in our mind, emotions, and body as we read and feed on His Word. Let me read John 6:63 to you. The King James says, "My words are spirit and they are life." That's how it says it in the King James. Let me read. This is Riggs' paraphrase. Jesus said, "All the words through which I have offered myself to you are meant to be channels of the Spirit and of life to you, since in believing those words, you would be brought into contact with the life in me." Let me read that again. "All the words through which I have offered myself to you are meant to be channels of the Spirit and of life to you, since in believing those words, you would be brought into contact with the life in me." Jesus shares life with us through his written word, and that life affects our mind, our emotions, and our bodies. If you want Christ to be formed in your flesh, you need to become a systematic, regular reader of the New Testament. People tell me this all the time. Oh, yeah, I read the Bible. But when I begin to question them, what they mean is I read verses. I read passages at random. I'll open up and read here. I'll open up and read there. I'll read my devotional. I read the verse at the top of the page, and then I read the rest of it. I'm not knocking any of that, friends, but that's not the same thing as reading the Bible. If I gave you a popular novel off the bestseller list in the New York Times newspaper, a 300-page book, and you took that book and you opened it up at random and read a sentence here, and then you opened up to another spot and read a sentence there, and then opened to another spot and maybe even read a whole paragraph there, could anybody rightly say that you had read that book? No. It's highly likely that you actually have no idea what that book is about. In fact, depending on what random sentences you read, you could be completely misunderstanding what the book is about. And that's where a lot of Christians are. I have people ask me all the time, how did I learn what I learned? I've been a Christian, oh my goodness, it was 40 years this year. We're coming up on 41 years. How did I learn what I learned? When I became a Christian, I was a school teacher. I had no idea I'd go into full-time ministry. I just was enthralled with and in love with Jesus. And someone told me that Jesus reveals himself to us through his Bible, which is the truth. And they instructed me, they told me, you need to read the New Testament. Start at the beginning and read to the end. Don't skip around. Don't read a few lines and stop and look up every word. Just keep reading. Read it in order and do that over and over. Don't worry about what you don't understand. Understanding comes with familiarity. Well, I took that advice. I had a 25-minute lunch break every day. And at lunch, instead of going into the teacher's lounge and gabbing with everybody, I sat in my classroom by myself and I read my New Testament. And gradually, I became familiar with the scriptures, and it gave me a view of reality that impacts my life today and impacts your life if you get anything out of this broadcast. There are times when you stop and look up every word in the concordance. All of us have had times where we opened at random and we got the exact information we needed to deal with our situation. I'm not saying don't do that, but I'm saying if that's all you do, your mind is not going to get renewed. Your emotions aren't going to be brought under control. And you're not going to have much demonstration of the life of God in your physical body. Now, in addition to that daily or as close to it as possible, set aside 10 minutes, 15 minutes. I had about 20 minutes, 5 days a week to read. At other times throughout your day, make yourself think about the stuff we're discussing. Meditate on, go over in your mind some of the specific verses we're referencing as we discuss this. See, we've talked a lot about Paul in these last few lessons because to him was given the revelation of the believer's union with Christ through shared life. One of the points he made when he said in Colossians chapter 1, he said that he had been specifically commissioned by Jesus to preach union with Christ. And he went on to say in verse 28 that he and his fellow ministers preached or proclaimed Jesus, admonishing men and teaching men and women so that we may present every man perfect in Christ. That word perfect comes from a word that means an end, a goal, a purpose. Perfect means finished, that which has reached its end and is complete, full, lacking nothing. Paul strived to present every man complete in Christ, full grown in Christ, mature through their union with Christ. Paul understood the plan and purpose of God to take sinners and make men and women into sons and daughters of God who are like Jesus in character and power. See, that's the point, that we would know God and then show him to the world around us. Now in Ephesians chapter 4, verses 11 through 13, Paul wrote that God has given ministry gifts to the church, apostles, pastors, evangelists, prophets, and teachers. He's given those gifts to perfect the church. Now that's actually a different word than he used when he said he was working to present every man finished or complete in Christ. That word means equipped. Ministry gifts are given to build up the body till we grow into full knowledge or conformity to Jesus. Ministers do this, as Paul did, by proclaiming Jesus, by admonishing and teaching what he has done, is doing, and will do. The living word is revealed through the written word. If you're not in a church that teaches the Bible, you need to find yourself a new church. I believe in the local church, and I'm a resource to pastors to help build up the body of Christ. But you need the Word of God proclaimed to you. You need to read it in your own time, and you need to be at a place where you hear it and around people who speak the Word of God to you and to whom you can speak the Word of God. You may recall Paul was concerned about the church at Galatia. He had led them to Christ, but they were being influenced by Judaizers, Jews who had acknowledged Jesus as Messiah, but maintained that Gentiles had to be circumcised and keep the law of Moses to be saved. These wrong teachings were keeping Christ from being formed in them. And Paul wrote in verse 19 of chapter 4, I'm travailing over you until Christ be formed in you, until you be conformed to the image of Jesus Christ. Wrong teaching was keeping them from being conformed to the image of Christ. Lack of knowledge was keeping them from being conformed to the image of Christ. The more we grow in Christ-likeness, the more we can demonstrate outwardly the inward change that has made us conquerors. More next week.
You have been listening to Diane Kennedy of Riches in Christ. To order this week's teaching on CD, be ready for our number coming up soon. Diane teaches locally every Friday night at 7:30 p.m. near Highway 44 in Jamison at 4720 Jamison. Praise and worship is provided by Mercy's Child before each lesson. Riches in Christ provides a website at www.richesinchrist.com where you can listen to this week's radio lesson, download years of teachings and outlines, sign up for free weekly outlines, and order Diane's book, God is Good and Good Means Good. Friends, knowing that God is good is the single most important thing to stand on when trouble hits. If you think the trouble comes from or is allowed by God, then you need this book. For information or to order this week's lesson on CD, call us at 1-888-739-6619. Please mention today's date. Our number again is 1-888-739-6619.